T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan died this morning in Switzerland. He was 80. Joining us live now is Pamela Falk, who covers foreign affairs for CBS News. Pamela, thank you for being here. And what is his legacy?
Absolutely, Tanya. Kofi Annan's legacy was, as the current UN Secretary General called him, a guiding force for good. Comments and praise have come in from around the world, and he spent virtually his entire career as an administrator for the United Nations. He was very elegant and cool-tempered, with political savvy, and considered, really, for those of us who knew him in the UN press corps, very uniquely accessible and personable, while also being very outspoken, without fear of rocking the boat, particularly of the United States, sometimes at his own professional risk. Now, that said, most people who are looking back at his two terms as UN Secretary General talk about his contributions to fighting AIDS, to world poverty alleviation, and to negotiations on an international stage. And for that, he was given the Nobel Peace Prize with the UN for focusing on human rights and also contributing to the reform of the United Nations. But he also had very rough stages in his career, in which there was a very deeply divided U.S.-led war against Iraq. He opposed that war. He wrote about it later. And he was not afraid to speak candidly, and that brought him quite a bit of criticism from U.S. policymakers at the time. There was also the period in which there was a scandal at the United Nations and he was implicated. That was his last 2 years. And one of the biggest difficulties that he wrote about later was both the genocide in Rwanda that took place during his time, and the slaughter in Srebrenica. And he still writes to this day that he felt that U.S. peacekeeping, and he was running U.S. peacekeeping, that was during his tenure as the head of U.N. peacekeeping, that it was a failure during his tenure, that the massacre in the Bosnian town should have been prevented, as should the Rwanda genocide. He himself was the first black African secretary general, and he felt very committed to that kind of change. Nonetheless, in the years after that, he became secretary general, and he negotiated so much poverty alleviation and what they call the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals at the United Nations, that his moral prestige really was largely undented throughout the world. And he leaves behind a foundation that he founded basically to fight poverty.
Some really incredible accomplishments. Pamela Falk, CBS News correspondent, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Tanya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.